Huang Jiefu, director of the China Organ Transplant Development Foundation, has told an international symposium on transplants in Hong Kong that persistent reports of organ harvesting taking place in China are simply not true. The rumor about organ harvesting first appeared over a decade ago, then the U.S. consulate in Liaoning launched its own probe into the reports. That probe eventually determined in 2006 that the rumors being spread were completely fabricated. Huang Jiefu, who is also a former vice minister of health, says these types of rumors are an insult to Chinese transplant professionals, who he says are widely respected among the international medical community.
So that means the majority of the right, just force of the international society always support us, stand side by side with us. That's the mainstream. However, we still have some, I don't want to mention the organization name, they have some personal political agendas, always a malicious attack or distorted reports. So I don't worry about it, because I just mentioned, we just do our things properly and concentrate our mind, energy to do the things.
In an effort to further promote organ donations in China, authorities put an end to the practice of harvesting organs from death row inmates last year. Since then, only organs donated from individual citizens are allowed to be transplanted in China. The move has seen a marked increase in organ donation awareness. Close to 2,700 people donated organs last year in China, which is more than double the total number of donations from 2013 and 2014. And through the first half of this year, around 1,800 organs have already been donated, representing a rise of some 45% compared to the same period last year. However, even if projections of some 4,000 organ donations this year are met, it's still not nearly enough to keep up with demand. While around 10,000 organ transplants were conducted in China last year, it's estimated this only covers around one-tenth of those in need. Huang Jiefu says while organ donations need to continue increasing, so too does the healthcare system in China.
Our legislation and lag behind the progress of the technical part is the main reasons. And the backward is not our traditional culture, but it's our management system, administrative system.
Right now, only 169 hospitals in China are allowed to conduct organ transplants. However, these hospitals were still able to account for over 8% of the total number of transplants performed worldwide last year. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.